Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
While in Vietnam, President Trump said he was able to watch a little bit of yesterday's Capitol Hill testimony of his former personal lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen.
He lied a lot, but it was very interesting because he didn't lie about one thing. He said, no collusion with the Russian hoax. And I said, I wonder why he didn't just lie about that, too, like he did about everything else.
The president slammed the hearing as fake and criticized Democrats for holding it while he was overseas. At the close of yesterday's seven-hour hearing, new members of Congress, including Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, were the last to question Cohen. And those newcomers played prominent roles in the questioning. WBUR Washington reporter Kimberly Atkins tells us how Pressley used her time.
Pressley quoted Justice Louis Brandeis to push back on Republicans who questioned the value of even hearing Cohen's testimony. She stressed the importance of Congress's oversight role.
Sunlight is said to be the best of disinfectants. Electric light is the most efficient policeman. Well, let there be light.
Pressley honed in on Cohen's claim that President Trump is a racist who made derogatory comments about black people. Earlier in the hearing, North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows brought former Trump Organization employee Lynn Patton to stand in the committee room dais. He then asked Cohen if a black woman and the daughter of a man from Birmingham, Alabama, would work for a racist. Without referring to Meadows by name, Pressley shot back with this question to Cohen.
Would you agree that someone could deny rental units to African Americans, lead the birther movement, refer to the diaspora as whole countries, and refer to white supremacists as fine people, have a black friend and still be racist?
Yes.
I agree.
But Pressley spent the brunt of her allotted 5 minutes to question Cohen about the now defunct Trump Foundation, including Cohen's claim that the foundation paid a straw bidder to buy a portrait of Trump for $60,000.
Did the president know what was happening?
Oh, yes.
And how did you know he knew what was happening?
Because he tasked me to find the straw bidder to ensure that his painting, which was going last in the auction, would go for the highest amount of any of the paintings that had been put on the auction block for the day.
And what happened to the painting?
I believe it's in one of the clubs.
The foundation was dissolved last year as part of an ongoing lawsuit with the New York Attorney General's office. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kimberly Atkins in Washington.